This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Lately, my podcasts have been about football and about weightlifting. So today, with baseball season just around the corner, I thought we would switch gears and talk about a baseball team that doesn't really get talked about a whole lot. But from 1976 to 1985, they had one of the best teams in all Major League Baseball. And that would be the Kansas City Royals. After the Kansas City Athletics moved to Oakland in 1968, the city was hungry for another baseball team. They got one just 1 year later. As all expansion teams do, they struggled in their first two seasons, going 69 and 93 in 1969 and 65 and 97 in 1970. But they had some talented young players, most notably center fielder Amos Otis and left fielder Lou Piniella, who won Rookie of the Year in 1969. In 1971, only their third year in the league, the Royals finished the season with an 85 and 76 record. In 1973, they upped their win total to 88. In 1975, they improved their record to 91 wins and 71 losses. With talented young players like first baseman John Mayberry, third baseman George Brett, and pitcher Dennis Leonard, it was only a matter of time until the Royals won the American League Western Division. They did precisely that in 1976. The 76 Royals did not have a lot of home runs, hitting only 65 on the season, with Amos Otis leading the team with 18. John Mayberry led the team in runs batted in with 95. Left fielder Tom Poquette batted 302. DH Hal McRae batted 302. And third baseman George Brett batted 333. Pitcher Dennis Leonard won 17 games. Brett, Otis, McRae, and shortstop Freddie Patek made the All-Star team. Kansas City gave the New York Yankees all they could handle in the playoffs, but lost 3-2. The 1977 Royals finished the season with a 102-60 record, the best in the Major League. Unlike last year's team, this team hit many home runs, 146 to be exact. Hal McRae hit 21, George Brett hit 22, and John Mayberry and right fielder Al Cowens each hit 23. Cowens and Brett tied for the best batting average on the team, hitting 312. Cowens also led the team in RBIs with 112. Dennis Leonard was the team's best pitcher with a 20-12 record and a 3.04 ERA. Despite having so many talented players, only George Brett made the All-Star team. The season ended in disappointment, as the Royals lost another hard-fought playoff series to the Yankees, 3-2. In 1978, the Royals won the Western Division for the third year in a row. But for the third year in a row, they lost their playoff series to the Yankees, this time 3-1. Amos Otis led the team in home runs with 22, RBIs with 96, and batting average, hitting .298. Pitcher Dennis Leonard had 21 wins. Paul Splittorff, 119, and Larry Guru went 16-4 with a 2.72 ERA. George Brett, Freddie Patek, Frank White, and catcher Darryl Porter made the All-Star team. After finishing the 1979 season with an 85-77 record and missing the playoffs, the Royals bounced back strong in 1980. They finished the season with 97 wins and 65 losses. George Brett had a season to remember, hitting 24 home runs and 118 RBIs. Baseball fans everywhere checked the daily box scores as Brett teetered on becoming the first player to bat 400 since Ted Williams did it in 1941. He came close, finishing the season at .390. Brett made the All-Star team along with Larry Gura and Darryl Porter. Brett also won the American League MVP award. Dennis Leonard once again led the pitching staff in wins with 20, while Gura had 18 and an impressive 2.95 ERA. The Royals faced the Yankees in the playoffs for the fourth time in 5 years, but it was no contest this time. KC swept New York 3-0 and played the Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series, but lost 4-2. 1981 was a disappointing season for the Royals, finishing the strike-shortened season with 50 wins and 53 losses before getting swept by the Oakland A's in the playoffs. George Brett once again led the team in batting average at .314 and made the All-Star team along with teammate Frank White. The Royals finished the 1982 season with a 90-72 record, but had to settle for second place behind the California Angels. George Brett hit over 300 again, but was third on the team behind left fielder Willie Wilson, who hit .333, and DH Hal McRae, who batted .308. McRae led the team in home runs with 27 and RBIs with 133. Brett, Wilson, and McRae made the All-Star team, along with Frank White and relief pitcher Dan Quisenberry. 1983 was a rare losing season for the Royals. Perennial All-Star George Brett batted .310 with 25 home runs and 93 RBIs. Brett, who brawled with Yankees third baseman Greg Nettles in the 1977 playoffs, lost his temper again during a regular season game against the Yankees in what will forever be known as the Pine Tar Incident. 1984 wasn't much better. They finished first with an 84-78 record, but were swept by the Detroit Tigers in the playoffs. Even Brett had an off year, batting only .284. First baseman Steve Balboni slugged 28 home runs, and Hal McRae batted .303. George Brett and Dan Quisenberry made the All-Star team. In 1985, the Royals finished the season with a 91-71 record and placed first in their division. After not having one of his better seasons in 1984, George Brett came back better than ever in 1985, batting .335 with 30 home runs and 112 RBIs. Steve Balboni led the team in home runs with 36, and 21-year-old pitcher Brett Saberhagen won 20 games and lost only 6 with a 2.87 ERA. Saberhagen won the Cy Young Award, and Brett made the All-Star team. They would face the Toronto Blue Jays, who at 99-62 had the best record in the American League. It was a hard-fought series, but the Royals pulled off an upset, winning 4-3. Now it was on to the World Series to face the powerful St. Louis Cardinals, who had the best record in all of baseball, including their playoff series against the LA Dodgers. St. Louis had an impressive 105-63 record, and not many people thought the Royals could defeat them. With the Cardinals leading the series 3-1, it looked like the prognosticators were correct. But the Royals came storming back to win the next 3 games. After having one of the best teams in baseball for the last 10 years, the Kansas City Royals were finally World Series champions. It would be 29 long years before the Royals would play in the postseason. In 2014, they would reach the World Series before losing to the San Francisco Giants. But in 2015, the Royals won their second World Series trophy, defeating the New York Mets 4-1. That will conclude our podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Take care and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.